Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From good news to more good news. So Kusi Bia, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, you can go to www.africa.com. Soku, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Abungile and to listeners.
Soku, beautiful, beautiful. Just South Africa. But okay, how do we transform Africa's agriculture's industry?
Well, it's very simple. I think the reason why I've chosen this particular story, because it talks about making sure that we bring women into the fold. It's Wednesday and we always focus on women and the things that they do on the continent as well. And what's been happening is that research has been done in terms of putting gender, agriculture and food security, and basically showing that the more you involve everybody, you know, the more you make anything inclusive, it benefits everyone, because then everyone has a vested interest in that particular thing. And what they found that instead of just putting women as the last point of call, I think many of us always see women in agriculture as the lady in the marketplace or the lady on the side of the road selling the tomatoes. But they should actually be from the beginning, from the farmer should be a woman. The person who's doing the research, checking for quality control, should be a woman as well. So actually bring in women from all the various steps. And this is what this research is doing, and basically even providing training for women. And what they're doing as well is that they're then rolling this out across the African continent in terms of making sure that women now have another outlet. I think this is also another form of employment. As we always say, that agriculture in Africa is going to be the next economy driver. And the more people who are on that ship, I mean, the better that ship is going, you know. And what they're basically saying is that women shouldn't be afraid of going into agriculture. It's not a man's job. It's not food, and providing food is everyone's job, because everybody eats. And the research basically shows that the minute you put everybody in something, the youth involved as well, then you make sure that people are vested into it and are actually doing the best that they can.
You know, maybe I'm fortunate in that sense, Soku, because I grew up in my village and surrounding villages. We are a very, very agricultural conscious community. I mean, the mealy fields, cabbage, everything, just everyone there. We are very dependent on agriculture. And it's one of those things where it's never been a man's job or a woman's job or a child's job. It's just one of those things that you cannot starve when you have all of this land. That's all
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. And that's the whole premise, that, you know, we have so much arable land. There's no reason that people do not have food when they have land. Because, you know, even a small patch, I think even today when you think about it, people even do their little gardens in tires. So you could be living in an urban area, you have your rooftop garden, you have a pallet box where you plant something. I think what we're trying to get into the mindset is that the more you create your own food, then you also help governments in terms of fighting poverty, you know, because government it should be your last resolution that you go to them for food when you can actually even provide for yourself. And I think this is what it's all about. Okay. But it's always about education and inclusion.
Oh, I hear you loud and clear. So, Kusi Bia, thank you so much for joining us once again on the show. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So Kusi Bia, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, visit www.africa.com.